Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting second. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moises Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eric Karros. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Bellhorn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ramon Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Damian Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Matt Clement. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Matt Clement. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ty Wiginton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vance Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Sanchez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Leiter. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Leiter. And now, play ball. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Patterson strikes out. One out. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Floyd. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sosa takes first base on ball four. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alou hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Sosa moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Eric Karros batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Karros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wiginton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Wiginton moves to second. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wiginton moves to third. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnitz strikes out. The ball gets by Miller. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Wiginton. He's safe. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burnitz moves to second. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Bellhorn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bellhorn hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ramon Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Leiter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leiter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Caro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. Alomar moves to second. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wiginton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiginton hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clement strikes out. 1 out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Leiter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Wigginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karros is 0 for 1 in the game. Karros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it and throws to first for the out. Sosa moves to second. 2 outs. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bellhorn is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellhorn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Al Leiter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leiter is 0 for 1 in the game. Leiter strikes out. 1 out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno strikes out. Miller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cedeno out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar strikes out. Miller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ramon Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wigginton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lenny Harris pinch hits for Mark Guthrie. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Floyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Floyd strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Ty Wigginton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wigginton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wigginton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Patterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Patterson moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Sosa hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patterson moves to third. 1 out. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Caro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. One out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. Miller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilson out. Two outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn juggles the ball. That's an error on Bellhorn. Timo Perez pinch hits for Al Leiter. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sanchez moves to second. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karros is 0 for 2 in the game. Karros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bellhorn is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellhorn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karros moves to second. One out. Ramon Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damian Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Goodwin pinch hits for Joe Borowski. Mike Stanton now pitching. Jay Bell now playing first base. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Patterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patterson strikes out. Two outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kyle Farnsworth now pitching. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wiginton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wiginton takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnett is 0-3 in the game. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. Vance Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ray Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanchez is 0-3 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sosa strikes out. 1 out. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alou is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Alou reaches second base with a double. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Karros is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Karros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wiginton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bellhorn is 0-3 in the game. Bellhorn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wiginton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.